My name is Timmy. I want to tell you about the day I met Floor, the dinosaur. It was a lovely sunny morning. I was playing outside when all of a sudden I could hear stomp, stomp, stomp. What was that sound? It was a strange big animal stomping on the ground. It was running down the hill, heading towards our house. I was so frightened, I couldn't close my mouth. I was so afraid, standing frozen with fear. But then this big thing came over to me, sitting down quite near. "Don't be afraid, little boy. I'm just a young dinosaur. What's your name?" "My name is Floor." "I'm Timmy," I whispered, still shaking with fear. "I didn't know there were dinosaurs running around here. I've never met a human child before. Would you like to come with me? We'll roam around the country and see what we can see." Floor's back legs are like tree trunks. They help him stand so tall. But his front legs are like hands and feet. They really are quite small. "Come on, Timmy, climb up on my back. I will look after you. You can be sure of that." "Let's go down to the highway and race the cars and trucks. Hold on tight now, Timmy. None of them are as fast as us." "Look, look, Floor. There are children in that bus. They can't believe what they are seeing. They're screaming and pointing at us." "I see people on the footpath. They look up and start to flee. I yell out loud, 'Don't be afraid. It's only Floor and me.'" We turn away from the road and stomp towards the fields. Scaring those people was great fun. I know now how dinosaurs feel. Suddenly, Floor slowed down. "What's wrong?" I cried. "I can see big dinosaurs coming," shouted Floor. "I think we should hide." "We'll creep into the forest, the one beside the hill. Lie down among the bushes. Don't move. We must keep still." Big dinosaurs aren't nice. They can be so mean. They'll roar and screech out loud, trying hard to frighten me. "Don't worry, Timmy. When I grow up, they'll be afraid." The day they see me coming, I'll roar so loud and stamp my feet and laugh as they go running. "Floor, let's have some more fun. Shall we run down to the town? People will think it's the end of the earth with a dinosaur stomping around." "No, Timmy, that's not the best thing to do. They would try to catch us then and put me in a zoo. We must be going home now. Our parents will wonder where we are. There's no chance we'll get lost, though. We didn't go that far. I can see my house. It's over by that tree. Mummy's standing by the door. What will she say to me?" We slow to stop in a field. Floor goes onto one knee, so I can climb down off his back and thank him for minding me. "Where were you, Timmy? I've been looking everywhere for you. We were so worried, our neighbours were looking too. Where were you, Timmy? Were you hiding up a tree?" "Mummy, if I said I met a dinosaur today, I don't think you'd believe me."